We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 47. I am your only host this week, so I'm just going to be talking to myself over here. You can find us at www.normallynormal.com. You can go ahead and find us on Twitter at normally_norm, or you can email us, normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. is my full name. You can find me at Kovalik317. Leo, we have an email this week. So that's pretty cool. Just kidding. My two other hosts are on their phones playing video games and or searching for news. To my right, we have the illustrious, fantastic, fully nude for some reason, Josh Patton.
Hey, I'm Josh Patton. This is a very long sound check. I hope we do 2 hour sound check and then we record a podcast. But you can find me on Twitter at Patton_Josh, and you can find me nowhere else. I'm only on Twitter. I'm no longer a human being. I'm just a Twitter boy.
Just a Twitter boy.
I live in Twitter.
And across from me is the beautiful, the fancy pants today. He's wearing very fancy pants. They're sparkly. They're pink. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Hello, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy, and today I'm donning sparkly pink tuxedo pants. Because I just feel like it. And I can do what I want because I live in America.
That is true.
I'm retweeting you from Twitter.
Go ahead, Twitter boy.
He lives in the Twitter universe. Yeah. I don't even know if he's a Twitter boy. Like
He said he was a Twitter boy.
He's in Twitter.
Just whatever my avi is right now is a boy.
Okay. So you can be Twitter, whatever you want.
Twitter tag.
Little boy. Brian, where can people find you on Twitter?
People can find me in the Twitter world.
Found you.
At _BPCK. And on my website that is newly simplified.
Ooh.
At imbck.com. And if you are like walking down the street or driving and all of a sudden like you can't see and you're being blinded by something, it's my sparkly pink tuxedo pants.
Pink
you
tuxedo
found me.
Tuxedo pants. Yeah, because last time I went to your website, I remember just looking at it and going, just getting like super frustrated because I was trying to like go.
Exactly.
I looked up and I was like, okay, I see the home. I can click. I can click.
Right.
And then I was like, oh man, where are they? Yeah. And then I quit.
It's too complicated.
I'll just go to Google.
I got a lot of emails about that. Yeah. That same reaction. Yeah. So I went ahead, simplified it, and now.
Just deleted everything?
Just if you go to the website, there's just nothing there.
Very much simplified it by taking the page down.
Yeah, so now it's really easy to understand that you just go there and there's nothing there.
No, 404, page not found.
Come on, that's not true. There's all kinds of great stuff there. Go check it out.
Go check it out. Like all these hooks that I bought, guys. Look at all these hooks.
Look at all those
Brian's
hooks that you bought.
Great acting.
Well, that's so sweet of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got me to want to buy all these hooks.
And love I was like, hooks.
And then I bought this hat. So now I'm going to put this hat on that hook.
Oh, Leo, for those of you not able to see us right now, a.k.a. all of you, Leo just hung a hat on a hook. That's great.
That's it. It's
going to
sit
so much
over there in the corner. And then this... this baby?
Yeah.
Also on that hook.
Leo, for those of you who can't see us, Leo just hung a baby that he got from somewhere on a hook.
So there's those babies.
Just a baby hanging on a hook in Leo and Josh's apartment.
You know it.
Luckily, it's very quiet.
Yep, super quiet. It's not
I
crying
slit
at
its
all.
Throat.
Oh, no. Oh, nice. Very cool. Very cool.
Sweet. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Very cool. How's everybody's week's going? It's hump day.
Yeah. Is today hump day?
Today is hump day.
Literally every time we record a podcast, it's hump day.
We're always recording on hump day.
We're always right through the middle of the week.
Middle of the work week.
Middle of the work
week. I'm humped out.
Yeah.
You're humped out?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Lots
of
humping.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
I like the
lots
sound
of humping.
That.
I like that.
I could use some humping.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hump me up, boys.
I don't know if that's how that works, but I like the phrase, hump me up, boys.
Yeah.
Hashtag hump me up, boys. Hashtag other beard week.
Hooking up babies, humping up Brian.
It's my new motto.
Yep.
Hump me up, boys.
Hump me up, boys.
Hump me up, boys.
Yeah.
Hi, my name. If you go to the website now, probably by the end of the day, Brian will have it simplified by actually just adding hump me up, boys.
Yeah, their website is actually now humpmeupboys.com. Yeah.
So, very quick change. Very quick change.
Yeah, good week so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight chilling, man.
You riding the motorcycle looking foxy?
Riding the hog around looking pretty foxy.
I told you you look foxy today when you were walking around in our apartment before we started recording.
It's very nice of you to say.
You look foxy.
Yeah, Brian has real foxy facial hair right now.
Yeah.
I say Robin Hood.
I am, what I do is I steal from the rich and I give to the poor.
And you shoot arrows?
Yeah, shoot arrows. All kinds of arrows.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Trick yeah. arrows?
Some are trick arrows, sure.
You have an arrow that's just a big boxing glove?
Oh, like at the end of it?
Mm-hmm.
And it just Ooh. Punches the guy in the face?
Yeah.
Like Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had a trick arrow, it would shoot and it would be like a boomerang. It would come back to me and kill me instead.
Hmm. Interesting. So is everything okay?
But I have that always in my quiver. And like, even if I'm on my last arrow, I'm like, oh, I can't use that arrow.
Right. Damn it.
I put it in,
you know that's the one that's going to.
Yeah.
I guess if I had a trick arrow, if I just had one, there would just be a dildo at the end of it for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Does it still travel as far as like the top heaviness of the dildo?
Well, it's a boomerang too. So
by
the time it gets back to me, it's perfect.
Those sparkly pink pants are off and you're ready to go.
Yeah. Ready to get plunged.
Hump me up, boys.
my trick arrow is just the emoji arrow because I live in Twitter and I'm keeping this joke going for a little while longer.
Nice,
yeah, that's
nice.
Right. That's perfect. That's
nice.
Perfect.
If you guys could be like Green Arrow, obviously shoots arrows. If you guys could be any superhero, who would it be?
Real or made up?
Real.
Oh, okay.
No, made up, I guess. I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, I thought Green Arrow shoots arrow, and then we're going to make something else like Blue Bullets.
Oh, no. If you could be any superhero that is like currently in the market right now. Who would you be?
Man.
It's a toughie, boys.
Yeah.
Real toughie.
I would say my initial thought is Superman.
Yeah, because he's got so many cool powers.
So many cool powers, but he's not being treated very well in a lot of markets. So like, if I flew down and like I saved somebody, they'd be like, ugh.
Just going to be happy.
Oh, it's you?
Oh, it's you.
It's Zack Snyder's Superman?
Ew, I saw your movie. Both are awful. And then they'd be like, thanks for saving me, I guess.
Right, they wouldn't even be appreciative.
Yep. Oh, are you going to be in Justice League? Why are you in the marketing? You're supposed to be dead. But, so then, like, that's cool, but if I was Spider-Man, I would swing in.
But also, it'd be pretty tough to be Spider-Man in L.A., because everything's so spread out.
That is true.
Yeah, you need a real city.
Yeah.
Although, you could hang out downtown.
Yeah, but it's not as big as, like, New York.
That's true.
Can't get around
with all the
there
buildings.
Aren't as many skyscrapers and stuff. You have like a pretty small radius where you could save people.
Also, I feel swinging. Like if you were going to be Spider-Man, then maybe you just relocate and move to New York.
Yeah,
like who cares about anything else anymore? You're Spider-Man.
Well, no, because if you're like Sam would be Spider-Man, obviously he's on the upcoming. So like people are like when he swings, oh man, I can't wait to see his new movie.
So you're picking your superhero based on how the movies are currently portraying superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I would say Spider-Man, and I think you could do L.A., but the minute like you leave downtown, if someone needs saving, you can see them. Like, oh, I can't swing to him.
I wish,
dude. I'm so sorry. As he's like, clearly a car is coming to hit him. You can totally like stop the car. Like, I can't swing to you.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go with Gambit.
Ooh,
actually
portrayed very poorly in the movie, but
yeah,
hey.
But I don't care. I'm just thinking of it from the comics and just from the fact that I like that he can just give anything a charge. Plus, he's got a cool coat. He's like pretty good looking. You know, he's tall.
Yep,
I'll be Deadpool.
Great.
Let's jump to back to Brian's Gambit real quick. When you're just learning these powers,
yeah,
you're probably gonna fuck a lot of your own stuff up. Like
that's
you say,
okay.
Give it
I mean,
a charge.
What stuff? I don't care.
That motorcycle helmet? Your motorcycle?
Listen, I'll just charge a dude and steal his motorcycle.
Oh, no,
you're gonna charge a dude? Has Gambit ever charged somebody?
Can he charge like?
You can charge like, anything.
Living
Gambit.
Living things.
I think so. If you if he touched you and charged, I've never thought about that. So you're saying if you did that to your motorcycle and it blew up?
Listen,
you just blow
no,
it up.
Okay,
you
no,
blow up someone else.
I wouldn't blow up somebody. What I'm saying is, what I'm really saying is. If I started noticing I had these powers, I wouldn't like just immediately jump on my motorcycle. I would probably like be very careful and not touch anything until I like try to figure it out. I would leave my house even.
For sure.
So I learned to
definitely don't hump up anybody.
Yeah. I would let people hump me up, of course.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Would I go humping up anybody? Probably not for a little bit.
Might blow them up.
Do you think Gambit can charge people like if he's like in ecstasy and excitement with his boner, do you think he can charge somebody up accidentally? Because that's kind of when you kind of lose control of your powers. Like, say you're just doing it, and all of a sudden she blows up. Or he, whatever.
Yeah, whoopsie.
Can you also...
He or she.
Is he able to, just because I'm not super familiar, is he able to sort of control the amount of charge?
Yes.
Okay. So you could just give a girl, like, the perfect amount of charge just to, like, get her going. But
that's
not
true.
Like, make her body explode.
That is true, because it is just a kinetic charge.
Yeah,
so just, but the potential energy is...
I mean, she would love that heat and that power.
That's true.
That purple ray.
Plus that purple ray.
Yeah, plus the giant purple ray.
Huge purple ray.
Glowing out of you.
Yeah. All right, so I'm Gambit. Great.
Very cool. Done. And Josh, you're Deadpool?
I'll go with Deadpool, yeah. Okay. He's got really cool powers.
Oh, what about his gross face?
Whatever, I'll take it.
Nice.
You would take Gross Face for powers?
Yeah.
That's cool. What are his powers?
He's got the same healing factor as Wolverine.
That's right. The healing powers.
So he's like Wolverine meets Bugs Bunny because he's funny.
Right.
Wolverine powers are the same, although he's got the adamantium skeleton.
I like that Josh's go-to comedian is Bugs Bunny.
Yep. Done.
He's a funny Wolverine. He's like a Wolverine plus
Bugs Bunny.
He's very cartoony in what he does.
That's true. It's a good call.
But in a real world, I would hope that when Josh is Deadpool and he dresses up in his costume, his costume mask is a little bit too thick. So he's just like, and like, it's hilarious what he's saying, but everyone's like, what? He's out.
I have to have subtitles.
Yeah, the Deadpool guy's so weird. I mean, he seems okay, but I just can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Leo, did you settle on Spider-Man or Superman?
I think I'm going to go Juggernaut.
Not a superhero. He's a supervillain.
True.
He's got that big old helmet.
That dude could run through anything.
All right, I'm going to go Shadow Cat.
Sweet.
Can you remind me of Shadow Cat's situation?
Kitty Pryde. Kitty Pryde. She can walk through.
You're going to be a girl.
Phase.
Yes.
Do anything.
Could have guessed that.
She's an X-Men.
Nice. Got it. All right. Well, that is settled.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. But she dates one of Leo's favorite X-Men. Colossus.
Ooh.
Speaking of.
So you're just trying to get close to Colossus, really.
Really, that's all. I could just be Colossus, right, but I'd rather
you
want to
hump him up.
Yeah, I'd rather just be on the side in the background and be like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, Deadpool's there because he knows Colossus.
Am I just in a totally different universe? No, I'm not. I'm in your universe, right?
You're an X-Men.
Yeah, I know Shadowcat. Me and Shadowcat are buds.
We're buds. Are we buds?
Yeah.
All right, don't try to fuck me.
I don't know. I might charge your ass up.
Don't charge my ass up. Speaking of being different people and stuff, I wanted to talk about Halloween, guys. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're getting close. It's next month.
I'll have to go back and listen, but I think our first thing, our first podcast was after that epic Halloween party that we had.
That sounds right. We're on week 47, although we missed 1 week, so really it's 48. So four more weeks, which would be the beginning of October.
Right. Maybe like second or third.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the Halloween parties, or Halloween, not just parties.
Oh, the one
up
in Los Feliz at the comedian's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really fun.
That was awesome. But it's coming up.
It is coming up.
I'm curious if you guys have even given thought. There's a folder on my computer that I started last year that was
like a physical folder that's sitting on your computer, or
no,
are you talking about a file
inside the computer?
Inside the computer. You know that you could never really delete that folder.
You definitely
unless
can.
You burn the hard drive,
because there's a shit ton of porn in there, and it's called Halloween 2016, and it's ton of porn in one picture. No, it's a different, like, throughout the year.
That's a pretty smart place to put porn, though, because it just says Halloween. Nobody's looking
at
it.
No one's going to click on
Halloween.
That.
I don't care about that.
I don't care about that. No,
people are like, I want to know who's going to dress up this year. Ah!
Yeah. I love that they get scared of porn.
Yeah. Misdirection, folks.
I'm always scared.
I was, just a side note here before we talk about the Halloween costumes that are in there.
I hope we just end up doing like five side notes.
Out last night, and we went to Vons.
Grocery store for those of you not in Southern California.
24 hours. And before we went back to the person's house we were at, we went to the Vons, and right next to Vons was Sardo's.
Sardo's
is a bar here that is famous for Tuesday night's porn star karaoke.
What is that? There's a porn star that comes and does karaoke?
No, it's
all porn stars. Only people who are singing are porn stars.
No, you can sing.
What?
Yeah, but like primarily. Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
It's like the hangout for porn stars.
Yeah, it's like the hangout
for porn. Who was there?
I mean, last time I was there, it was two like dudes and then like three or four like chicks. I think, what's her name? Tori Black. I think she's one.
Googling this right now.
But yeah, Sardo's, porn star karaoke. That's pretty famous.
So you guys didn't go?
Well, no, it was like 2 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning.
They're closed.
Yeah, but no,
in Burbank.
It was right there. So it was funny to see that, because we were going to Vons, and I was like, oh, shit, I've been there before. Randomly walked into Sardo's one night when I heard about porn star karaoke, and I was just there by myself. I think it was when we lived in Los Feliz. I think, Josh, you were probably working. Brian, I think you were working, and Rob was asleep. So of course I went by myself. But no, that was super cool. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah. Just by Googling Sardo's, it doesn't tell you anything about that. It's just literally giving you like
it might just say Tuesday night karaoke, Yelp, but it is blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it
where
is
all the, where all the pornies go.
Well, we're gonna have to go there on a Tuesday night sometime.
You wanna go next Tuesday?
We could. I work on Tuesdays, so we'd have to go after that, but...
Well, speaking of that, a side note, I'm just kidding. There is an email we have to read. It speaks of Tuesday, so... But we'll talk about that. But I guess it's Halloween. In there is the Halloween costume that I really, really want.
Wait, at Vons?
No, that was that's over.
Okay,
The Halloween costume that I really, really want is Crash Bandicoot.
Nice. God, you love Crash Bandicoot.
But I want to make, and I'm going to try to make, but Josh, obviously, his friend Seth, is way better at making stuff. So I'm going to see if I can pay him to make me a costume. And if he can
make it from scratch?
Yeah. And if he can't do it, then I'm just going to make my own from scratch. Because right now I would say Crazy Big Chucks, Orange Leotard from the waist down, super big JNCO jeans. So yes. that would be like the bottom half. The hardest part would just be the entire top half. So I think the leotard would do everything because that would be obviously covering my legs and arms like an orange leotard, and then just a giant mask I would have to make. So that's how I would do it on my own if Seth doesn't get back to me. But there's that. Obviously, always perpetually will be the Rocketeer. I'm excited.
Have you ever been the Rocketeer?
No, but it's such a costume that I want to do like justice to. And then once it's done and I'm like, okay, I love this, then I would go like to Comic-Con and
yeah, fuck yeah, if you had like a really con. Awesome yeah. Rocketeer. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Did you see, I think there's a con called Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Side note, real quick, guys, side note. And two people were getting some shit because they dressed up as the Twin Towers, like burning. Like they're like in Twin Tower costumes, the tops had like, you know, whatever, pieces of paper, fabric that were fire-colored, and then they had, like, Barbie dolls strapped to the sides of them as if they were the people jumping.
Oof.
I thought that was a little much.
That's, yeah.
I love, like, you know, being, you know, trying to turn something serious well, what's that to do into with a dragons? Joke sometimes and stuff, but that was all, yeah, I don't know.
Also, not to be confused, fire? Dragon Con is not to be confused with Drag Con, which is a drag convention here in L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
But yeah, Dragon Con.
Dragon Con. Quan?
Quan? Did I say Quan? I didn't say Quan.
I think I said Quan.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rocketeer, Crash Bandicoot is in there. Always a Ninja Turtle.
Table noise, sorry.
I think Crash Bandicoot's going to be my go-to this year.
Nice.
If I can do it justice.
Get to work. You got a little over a month, eh?
Yeah.
Get to work.
Yeah.
So By the way, All Hallows Eve is on a Monday this year.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you think? Like Sunday night parties or Saturday night parties or Friday night parties or Monday night parties?
Whenever that party is. If it's happening again.
Probably is.
I'll be all the nights, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Just a three-day party?
Yeah, baby.
Let's put a Friday in there, too, do a four-day party.
Might as well.
So what do you guys think? Are your costumes coming together? What are we thinking?
I haven't given any serious thought. I think I had some ideas earlier in the year, but I didn't keep a folder, so I forgot what they are.
Idiot.
I know. All I got is porn.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I always get scared by it. I forget that it's there. I hide it, and then I find it. Like, I feel like right now one of my ideas is going to be so overused that I'm not even going to seriously try to do it. I think it would be fun to go as like Stranger Things characters. I'd like to go as Dustin. Also be fun to go as, spoiler alert, Dead Barb. Kind of like a slug hanging out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But I feel like some people are going to be doing that because it's going to be still pretty topical coming
Halloween
time.
There's going to be a lot of Stranger Things costumes, I would imagine.
So, and I feel like some people will probably be real good at finding like the exact clothes that they had, and mine probably won't be as accurate, so then I'll feel like a big old dummy.
Yeah. Big old dummy. What do you guys think will be the popular costumes this year?
I guess like Stranger Things costumes, probably.
If I wore a dress that looked blue and gold or black and blue or whatever the hell it was.
What the fuck was
gold and white. Would that be funny still?
Sure, do it, man.
Was that 2015 and 2016?
Was it early this year or last year?
I think it was last year.
Yeah, but definitely do it then.
Yeah, wouldn't that be hilarious?
Do it. Oh my God, do it.
It'd be hilarious. And you I would walk around saying, what am I? And they're like, I can't tell.
We don't know. What if like the front is gold and white and the back is blue and black?
Oh! What do you guys think will be from this year the popular costumes?
Pokemon Go every day.
Definitely, I bet you definitely a lot of
what
Pokemon
was that guy
trainers.
Wearing?
I don't know. A little, like a blazer, I think, and a hat.
I think at least more than anything, definitely a lot of Pokemon trainers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Side note, Pokemon Go is available on the new Apple Watch.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty great.
You don't always say that.
They integrate it. You can see the steps that you've taken, the calories you've burned, how the distance you've traveled and everything whilst catching Pokemon.
Whilst catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's a very easy app to use as well on that touchscreen watch because it is just touch.
Touch.
Swipe every now and then.
Touch.
Swipe every now and then.
I did see a good Stranger Things costume already. It was a team costume. One person was crazy fucking Winona Ryder, like, you know, looking all disheveled, and she was holding a lamp.
Awesome.
That was somehow lit, by the way. Huh. And then another person just had, like, a big rectangular, like, wall.
Letters?
With not the letters, but with a couple strings of lights. And it wasn't hard. It was made of, like, some stretchy fabric, and so they could, like, push their hands and face through it, so the monster coming through.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick.
Where'd you see this?
Somewhere on the internets.
And this is, I'm guessing, some, like...
It was probably at some con.
Yeah. Some drag con.
Probably, like, drag con.
Has this ever been done as, like, a bit or, like, in, like, a sitcom or something like that? Like, if you and a buddy both went as, like, the back of a horse? Like, you're both walking around with, like, because you didn't coordinate well, and so you're just both walking around with just, like, his back legs of a horse?
I don't know. Start it up, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, get it going.
And then you could join up and then just be, like, four legs just walking, like a weird thing.
Freak horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever seen the movie Top Secret?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
It was a really good horse riding in that bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like an airplane movie.
Top Secret, huh?
Airplane type of humor.
Yep. Have you ever seen it?
I don't know, man.
It's very easy. No, you should.
There's a lot of stuff in my life that I've done and I don't remember. What do you want?
Oh, wow.
Like what? Drugs. Like humping the boys or whatever it was?
Sure.
Humping the boys up?
I have no ideas how many boys I've humped. Probably a shitload.
That's true. What are you going to be, Brian, for Halloween? What are you thinking?
I don't know. The only thing that I considered was the Noid from the old Domino's
commercials. Oh, my God.
The Noid's in the latest Domino's commercial.
He is?
Yeah.
That's oh, wow. So they brought back the Noid?
Yeah.
Does he look the same?
But they don't reference it, like, really at all. Like, they're just talking, and all of a sudden you just see the Noid, like, riding around on a motorcycle. But, like, they're not like, hey, the Noid's
back.
I have
a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was talking to somebody about it. I think, it was Josiah at Jesse's boyfriend at Show and Tell. And for some reason, we were talking about Halloween costumes, and he was like, oh, that would be a cool one. And then I started looking up. I was like, oh, that would be a cool one.
Also, just get, like, one of those so crazy.
Red, you know, like, Green Man costumes, basically. Wear some white gloves and some white shoes and just get, like, you know, make like a little N somehow and like stitch it.
That is brilliant.
It would actually be pretty easy and it'd be like a cool throwback.
Yeah, because people would be like, are you the fucking Noid?
Plus, you could walk around with a pizza all night.
Yeah. That is true.
And then he fucking steals pizzas.
And then what if I went as like the Little Caesars caveman or the Little Caesars Caesar man?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, what the hell am I going to be?
Papa John!
Papa John.
Okay, that's the worst.
It's just a guy at a button up.
Hey, how are you? You want a franchise?
Yeah.
You want to buy a part of my franchise?
See my buddy Peyton Manning?
Well, yeah, you'd have to get somebody to dress up as Peyton Manning and stand next to you. And then people
kiss
would
you.
Get it.
So people would get it.
Oh, man. Those guys definitely bang.
Hi, I'm
right?
The papa. You guys have like super fun costumes, and I literally am just a man in a button-up all night.
What does Pizza Hut have? Do they have anything?
Well, yeah. What's another one?
No, just the Hut.
They had the Turtles for a little while.
Yeah. They did?
Yep.
Perfect.
Not really as mascots, but more just like in all their commercials.
Yeah.
It was like a...
Yeah, all right, well, we'll think on it. We'll think of more some pizza-related costumes.
Or I could just be a Hut.
Be a slice of pizza.
I could be a slice of pizza.
Just be a big piece of just fucking greasy, pizza Hut. Salty pepperoni.
Pizza.
Pizza the Hut.
From Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
What else is going to be big? What else came out this year? Did Deadpool come out this year? Maybe there'll be a lot of people who did. Was that last year?
Deadpool was...
That was Valentine's.
Yeah, Deadpool was this year.
Yeah, it was past February.
Boom!
There'll be a lot of Deadpools.
People are going to be Deadpool, probably. That was a good movie.
Yep.
Probably a bunch of shit from Force Awakens. Come on.
Yeah, there'll be
like the resurgence of Star Wars.
A lot
costumes.
Of Rays. A
ton of Rays.
Oh, my God. BB-8. I am going to fuck every one of them.
Yes. Yes.
Gosh. Even if Leo and I both dress up as Rey?
Especially if you do dress up as Rey.
I would like that. It's if I'm really into gender-bending cosplay. Like...
yeah, you chose Shadowcat as your fucking superhero.
We get it, dude. We get it. There's a friend of mine named Brandon Winfrey who... like works for Machinima, and he does all like gender bending cosplay, like Squirrel Girl. He'll do like Squirrel Boy, and it's, you know, just that like on the reverse. So like I think
he's pretty cool.
Also dressed up as.
I mean, this is the year to do it.
Yeah, like Captain Marvel. But yeah, I think like Captain Marvel. I think he did.
Oh my God, there's gonna be so many Donald Trumps. I bet.
Oh,
there's gonna be a lot of Suicide Squad people, a lot of Harley Quinns and Jokers
of that vein.
The new Joker.
Uh huh.
We saw that Harley Quinn last year at that party. People already dressing up because the trailer had just come out.
Oh,
that's true.
People already had that costume already.
Dang.
I like Halloween a lot.
Dang.
Halloween's fun. Hopefully we'll find a fun party to go to.
I think one of my favorite costumes was Joel from The Last of Us. And then Josh was...
Mocap Joel.
Mocap Joel.
Are you shouting yourself out right now?
Yeah.
Hell that's yeah. It was real clever. We got retweets from indoor kids.
I'm saying my personal favorite.
It was awesome. I loved it.
I'm not saying it was anybody else's favorite.
Didn't you guys win awards for that? Or prizes or something? Didn't you get
at the Marvel movie? That was, I thought we did mocap.
That was Age of Ultron.
Oh, right. Sorry. Got it.
Budget Ultra.
It's a real clever idea we have.
I love it. I'm just giving you hell. Come on.
And then when I put my leg up like to pose as Ultron, I guess just my package was out there, and I just hear a person go, oh. almost in disgust. Ooh. Of how clearly visible.
Yeah, I wore one of those things for last year's Halloween, and it is very, doesn't leave much to the imagination. And then later I found there's a thing you can wear that basically just kind of, it's like a dome. It's not like a athletic cup.
Oh.
But it's for that. I guess it's for what dancers wear, like male ballerinas.
I don't mind.
Just to hide the like outline.
The actual shape of it. So it's just like, yeah.
You can see the outline of my penis.
You can see the inline of my penis.
Or I hope also that there's that athletic cup has like almost like two little creases in it. So it makes it look like you have camel toe. And everyone's like, what? Like, what is happening?
Just made it worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I think Crash Bandicoot's where I really want to go, but it's one of those things where it's like, all right, I kind of do have to get started on it if it's going to be kind of what I would want. Like, I'd want, like, a big mask. So I was almost, like, going to think about buying, like, pads, like football pads.
Oh, yeah.
And then just build off of that is kind of what my thought was.
I like that. It's very, like, you have to make it. That's cool. Yeah. You feel good about
and
it.
And it's just a bunch of, like, orange felt until you get to the face. But I was just like, I'd pop that on, and then my rest of my outfit would be on. So I'm excited about that. It'll probably look like garbage, but who cares?
An easy costume that I could put together just because it's mostly just clothes. It would just be Negan from The Walking Dead.
Nice.
He's the big bad in the comics, and they just introduced his character in the last season finale of the show.
Oh, cool.
Just wears jeans, black leather jacket, red bandana, and then he's got a baseball bat with barbed wire around the edge. Called Lucille?
Mm-hmm,
that's the name of it.
Sweet.
Who'd he kill?
Don't know yet. It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it's super dumb.
Oh, hanging cliffs. I bet you think there'll be a lot of Game of Thrones costumes?
Probably.
Considering the big giant fat last season?
Giant fat.
I mean, you know, it was so giant and fat full of fucking, you know, awesomeness.
I
feel like there's always going to be some good Game of Thrones costumes.
I'm trying to think what else. Like, obviously, Batman, Superman, things like that came out this year, so a lot of kids will be that. But I'm trying to think... What, like, of pop culture? Because those are some of my favorite costumes. It's like when pop culture costumes come out. Like, obviously, the September 11th thing is awful. But, like, when popular things, people can somehow turn into, like, funny Halloween costumes. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, memes.
Memes.
Yeah. Maybe it'd be a bunch of Gene Wilders.
There could be some Gene Wilders.
Probably
a bunch of Bowies and Princes, maybe, since they both died this year.
Yeah, I would say, actually, when you say Gene Wilder, probably a lot of Willy Wonkas.
Mm-hmm.
And
Blazing Saddles.
What else was big this year? What
Gene
the big
Wilder really did not
shows?
Like that reboot of...
Oh, yeah, there was some Hardy article. Walker. I didn't read it, though.
Yeah. He just says he was not a fan of the movie and does not like Tim Burton.
Oh, really?
Get him, Gene.
There's an actual theory out there, speaking of theories, like we did a couple last episode, that Tim Burton had Gene Wilder killed.
Whoa. What would be the motivation for that?
That interview.
That interview.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Got him
Tim
killed.
Tim Burton does not like when you talk shit about him.
So he got him sick for years.
Yeah. It was a slow, painful, slow death.
Whoa.
Yeah. He really slow played it.
Wow. Playing that long game.
Oh, man. You got to play that long game. What are you guys' favorite candy for Halloween?
I used to really, really like candy corn.
Oh, yeah.
And then I probably just ate too much.
Gross, yeah.
But now I'm
gross.
Not a fan. But I like candy corn that's like now different flavors, like an Oreo candy corn
what?
Or like a vanilla candy corn.
What?
Yeah,
I never heard of these.
Yeah, there's like a... They're now like instead of just the classic... Hold on. Orange, yellow, white. Is that correct?
Correct.
Top
to bottom?
That
order.
I think it's in that fucking order, bro.
I think white's on top, brah.
Well, it depends on which angle. I'm talking the fat end
there's
is orange.
That's not the top. It's obviously the bottom.
No, that's... Okay, then flip it upside down. Then it's the bottom and it could be the top. It's all about perspective, Brian.
I've never heard of perspective before.
No, why is the glass always half empty with you?
Oh my God.
So at the fat end at the top, because it's how you want to, is orange, yellow, white, but these are like, they could be like dark brown, like a milky chocolate, and then a white. And it's like they're different flavors.
I'll try one.
Yeah, I guess
look it up.
We'll look it up.
Look it up. Pump it up.
Josh, favorite candy for Halloween time?
Sprees as well. I like Sprees. So those two, please. Thank you. Is what I'm asking for Halloween.
I like Reese's and Milky Ways and Twixes.
Great.
So when they're like the little fun size, you get a whole bunch of them. So if people have like big bag, those are the three I'll go for.
My favorite is one of those.
Just one.
It's the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but it's shaped like a pumpkin.
A pumpkin.
Ooh, yeah. Those are good.
A little pumpkin.
Why do they taste better when they're shaped different?
There's more peanut butter in the like holiday ones.
Oh really?
Yeah. The Christmas tree, the Easter.
The ratios are different.
The ratios all different.
I'm gonna pimp out a place called Volcano.
Pimp it out.
Volcano. Right, shout out to our sponsor today, Volcano.
Volcano
Fusion.
Get your Asian fusion here.
Like that place.
I like the sushi. It's decent. But then they have a dessert that is just. I guess it's like a little bit of cake in the center, but the majority of it is just a giant ball that tastes just like holiday Reese's.
Whoa, I gotta try that.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's what some young lady that we work with gets every single time she goes.
Whoa, I gotta go.
I want to
eat Barney's,
that.
They have a dessert that is s'mores. They bring you a small little campfire. And
at Barney's?
Yeah. But it seems like a real bad idea to just give drunk people an open flame.
Open flame.
But it's like this little like... bowl that has a fire from it, like a fire pit, and they give you graham crackers and Hershey's and marshmallows and you just make s'mores at your table when you're wasted.
That's pretty cool.
Speaking of Barney's, I have a friend who works at Barney's, not the one that you guys go to, but in West Hollywood.
What's her name?
Apparently, her name is Cherry.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah. That's her nickname.
Former roommate.
Her real name is Filipino, and it's longer. So
her real name is Filipino?
So she goes by Cherry.
Sounds like a boy's name.
So she says that Justin Bieber is apparently a regular at her Barney's. Uh-huh. And the last time he was in, he came in by himself, sat in a corner, ordered chips and salsa, and didn't pay for them. But that was pretty funny.
What? God damn it.
Fucking Biebs.
He's broke.
And then he got in his 2016 Lambo or stainless steel Lambo or something. He calls the Batmobile. But
cool brah.
Pay for those chips and salsa,
brah. They were probably like $6, brah.
The Batmobile.
I would hope they're not $6. The Batmobile. Oh my god.
I mean, I don't know how much they are.
God.
Oh my god.
You heard it here first. $6 chips and salsa.
What
about you, Brian? Favorite Halloween candy?
I already mentioned it. It's a pumpkin shaped Reese's peanut butter cup.
So that is
God damn it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I would just probably say that one.
I didn't know if it was your favorite. Okay, cool.
Yeah. If I was not clear, let me be clear.
What would you
say? My favorite Halloween candy is a Reese's peanut butter
cup.
Shaped
in the shape of a pumpkin.
Now, when you're looking at it,
yeah,
the top is kind of almost like roundish.
You fucking asshole.
And then the bottom is like a little stem, right?
Yeah. Right. That's right. Like in the upside down.
Ooh, nice.
Boom.
Yeah, I was telling Josh yesterday I want to go as the upside down, but I don't know how to do that. I guess
walk around upside down all night? Walk around on your head?
Okay, maybe on your hands is what you mean. You can't walk around on your head.
Bounce on your head.
Nobody's walking around with their hands up. Their hands are down. So upside down is your head is touching the ground.
Okay, now let's talk about practicality of movement here.
Oh, we're talking about practicality? You want to be upside down for Halloween?
Just glue your feet to the ceiling.
Okay, then I'm just permanently upside down.
Yeah,
and I can't
just
go
walk
anywhere.
On the ceiling, Leo.
Hey, where's Leo? You know where he is, in his corner. He can't go anywhere.
Guys, help me.
He glued himself to the ceiling.
Oh, I'm going to go as a pinata for Halloween and fill myself with candy, and people beat me up with bats and I'll spill candy.
That's pretty good. That actually is a pretty good idea if you had like a layer around you.
You did have candy surrounding you and then a layer around that.
Tissue paper.
And then, and then like... people could actually hit you with like a bat, and then candy would come out. Yeah. That's a pretty good concept.
Pretty fun.
Be real heavy at the beginning of the party.
Yeah. I don't. Can please someone hit me?
And people bust it. It's just a hot, sweaty, melted candy coming out.
Oh, gross.
This is my new top idea.
Well, also, please choose candy that would fit well, like in a pinata. Don't choose like Hershey bars and
loose nerds. One tiny hole and they all spill out.
Loose nerds.
Although I really can't, like, I couldn't wear that same costume to like multiple parties.
Oh, definitely not.
No way. Yeah. You have to have a few made up, ready to go for the next party you go
to. Loose nerds, unwrapped Hershey's Kisses. Anything that is like easily meltable. Crackle bars unwrapped.
Obviously a shitload of razor blades.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Duh.
Oh, man. That's a great idea. A human pinata.
I'll just hang. I'll hang from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then you would have to have, you could walk around, but you would have to have like a little wiffle bat with you so that people could hit you.
Oh, man. Let's do it.
That's a great idea. See, there you go. Costume done.
Yeah. Boom.
Get working on it.
I got to add it to my folder. I'll forget it.
Yep.
Just got to talk it out, guys. We've come up with great ideas.
I mean, the Noid is probably the one I'm going for.
Pinata version of the Noid.
Pinata Noid. Yeah. Pinoid, yeah.
Take back the Noid.
All right. And then, I don't know. What else you guys want to chat about? What's happening in the news? I guess actually since
two conferences today.
Yeah.
Two big conferences today.
Let's start maybe with the good news. Let's start with the good one. Josh or Brian, you watched the Apple.
I did watch the keynote today. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yep. September 7th, 2016.
It started with Tim Cook coming in a skit doing a carpool karaoke with James Corden. That's how it started. And
that's pretty
awesome.
And then
Pharrell got in. Yeah, pretty funny. But yeah, it was pretty good. They obviously the iPhone was the biggest thing, and then they talked about Apple Watch and iWork being updated. A few things.
Can I talk to you about the Apple Watch? What are the? It's a new Apple Watch, right?
Yeah, Apple Watch Series 2. They're calling it.
What are the big updates? Do you still need the phone? Is the phone still required? Do you know?
Do you need a phone for a watch?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to have the phone near it.
Do you still need a wrist?
You can go wrist-free now.
You can go wrist-free?
Yeah, they can just implant just the watch face into your forearm.
Oh, so
that's pretty cool. But like, for that, the Apple Watch would be super cool if it was just an Apple Watch. You didn't need, like, because I would probably maybe even buy one if I didn't need an iPhone.
Right.
Because I like them. I think they're really cool.
On that note, you got to get an iPhone.
No.
On that keynote. You're so weirdly anti-iPhone.
No, there's so
many. You're
like
the only person I know that doesn't have an iPhone.
It's cool, yeah, because like when I go to Starbucks and I drop my phone down on the charger, it wirelessly charges, which is super cool. Let's see, I can transfer files to people via Bluetooth. I'm so sorry you can't do that.
I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
What are you talking about?
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I can absolutely wirelessly transfer files.
So anyway, Apple Watch. Hey, we're not going to get into an Android iPhone discussion here because I'll win every single time.
What are the? It's waterproof. I don't think the first one was.
That's pretty cool.
It had, you know, it's obviously like more powerful
for sure.
They have new bands, you know, for the fucking wrist. They teamed up with Nike and
unfortunately,
they had like
Josh, the wrist. I'm sorry, did not go full.
Sorry about that wrist thing.
They didn't go full wrist. Oh no, there's just empty air gaps in between that.
Yeah,
the president of Nike came out and they've done
like
a collaboration. Ray from Star Wars?
From Rayman Origins. Just no wrist. Just floating hands.
Floating hands and legs.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that.
What did the president of Nike say?
Fuck wrist.
What's up?
Just do it.
He said, what's up? Just do it.
See ya.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Nike Plus and Apple have, like, teamed up to do something with the watch. I don't know. I don't have the watch. I don't care that much about it, so I didn't, like, really pay attention to it. But it seems great.
Good.
It's the same price as the old one, and the old one's a little bit cheaper.
Nice.
It did seem cool.
It is cool. The minute
you can write on it.
I love that. And then you can like send like you can draw like a little heart and then like just text like a quick text to somebody. I like that. I just wish, like I said, it was just standalone watch.
That's what
I'm looking for. When it's a standalone Apple Watch, I'll think about it.
Nice.
But maybe it is. Maybe Brian just missed.
Maybe
that
it is,
detail.
And I missed it. But probably not. I think
I'll go look. I'll go watch. You know what? I'm going to watch the keynote right now. You guys keep
talking. It was pretty boring.
I'm going to Apple Watch the keynote.
I don't think I'll ever watch one again. I think I'll just read about it afterwards.
The most interesting keynote I heard about, and I was like, I'm going to watch that, was the 2006 original iPhone launch.
Oh, nice.
When he was like...
Plus, that's back when Jobs was doing it.
Yeah, but he was like, all right, guys, what's... You know, because he was making fun of styluses. He's like, what's the most important pointing tool that we have? Everyone has one.
He just
holds up his finger and like... He was like, and you just take it and you swipe. And he was like scrolling through his contacts, and you just hear the crowd. I'll be go,
freaking out.
Just hearing, seeing. Oh my god! Like swiping
future.
Yeah, and like he, you know, basically just the tactile touchscreen, and like people were losing their mind. Like just audibly in the crowd, were just like, my god, what is happening?
That was pretty big.
So that's pretty cool.
Pretty big.
But yeah, water resistant.
I wouldn't say anything like that came.
Yeah.
How long was the whole keynote?
I think it was 2 hours. I think it was from 10 to 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually I don't ever watch the keynotes, but just once the keynote has happened, I like to go to like Apple's site and then just click on the different things and just read the details of it. Like the new phone, the new iPad, like what the, what are like the, you know, do the compare and contrast between the current version and the new one that's coming out and just see if it's, you know,
what
the cool features there are.
They have, at least when I saw it, it ended at like 11:30 or something. They had a like a 3 minute long recap video. I'll probably just watch that one.
But I yeah, think they,
Apple had tweeted that or something.
Yeah, yeah, they did do that right at the right at 12, yeah. But yeah, so the most important thing for me anyway was the iPhone. Yep. I have the 6, I never got the 6S, and I'm, you know, ready to get a new one.
Nice.
And it seems pretty awesome. It's, you know, like way more powerful than ever. They don't even do like 32, like 16 gigs anymore. They like upped everything, so now the lowest you can get is 64. But it's the same price.
That's awesome.
You know, which is great because everybody needs a little bit more storage. They have this new, they actually had like the video that introduced the way that it looks, like the design of it was super cool. It was very well made. Apple's like really good at making great commercials
product.
Yeah. So that was rad. And then it does, they have like a new one that they call Jet Black, and it's like, it just looks super, super cool.
Oh, it's not space gray?
They don't have space gray now. They have black, jet black, silver, gold, and rose gold.
Yeah.
Jet silver, rose gold.
The jet black one looks really good. The glossy, like,
it looks
jet
awesome.
Black.
It does look very cool. And, like, you know, there's new shit with the home button, and it's also waterproof. There's no phone jack anymore. They're just going to do headphones in the lightning bolt port, but they're going to include an adapter.
Of course they are.
Because they know people are going to be pissed about that for a while.
How much is the adapter?
So many people's headphones.
No, it's included in the phone, yeah.
Only work with that.
Right. And then now they have the new wireless headphones that do seem pretty awesome. You can even do Siri with them. You just touch them and you can talk to them. There's like the part that it comes out of your ear is sort of long, so it can recognize your voice and you can just talk to it.
If it works as it intended does, and like there's not a lot of like, if you're listening to Spotify and it doesn't cut out like every...
Right,
you know,
and of course at the thing they're like, this is the best ever, like it's going to be great and it's going to be fast.
Do they wrap
that
around
shit.
Your ears? What do they look like?
No, they're literally just
looks like the headphone now that they include
the earbuds,
but there's just no wire and the like long part that comes out of your ear is maybe a little bit longer.
Those fall out of my ear all the time.
Those fall out of your ear?
Yeah, I can't use earbuds.
I mean, to be fair, you don't have like this part of your ear is really small, so it's not holding it in.
Yeah, these never
fall out.
I use those all the time.
I can't wear earbuds. Like literally 4 or 5 steps, they fall out.
Wow!
I've never been able to wear earbuds.
Well, the same. He is right.
You do have a very small.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Doesn't like keep it in.
Yeah. What is this very?
What's that inner? Guys, if you're listening, go ahead and email us. It's the inner part of the ear. Some people get it pierced, but like not that often. It's like on the side of your. It's on the face side.
Yeah. It's the closest thing of your ear to your face.
To your eye.
I guess you're right. Josh has really weird ears that are right by his eyes. If you've never seen Josh. Wait, Josh, I have good news. The new chip that's inside the wireless headphones is called like a W10 or something. Uh-huh. I can't remember what it's called. Beats is also releasing on the same day their new wireless headphones, like three different kinds or something. They all use that same technology. It's supposed to be great.
Mm.
And those ones are, you know, big.
Big. It's going on your actual
head. Or they have the sport one that wraps around and shit. So those ones might be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do earbuds.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Even like when I have them in my ears when we're doing this podcast, just sitting here throughout the podcast, I have to kind of like push them back in.
And
they just slowly fall out.
Wow.
It's always been a problem with me.
Man, you got them weird ears.
Yeah, weird ears, brah.
Brah.
So your ear itself
falls off.
Is the pina.
Maybe don't need ears.
The pina?
The pina.
No ears, no wrists. I can't. iPhone 7.
I'm not finding anything about this tiny little spot.
We're just Googling right now.
The outer part of your ear, middle ear. All right, so pina and the tragus. It might be the tragus.
Ooh. You guys going to tragus con this year?
Fuck,
it is.
Love
it's
tragus
the tragus.
Con. All right, guys. Josh has a small tragus.
Dude, your tragus is so small.
Boom.
Obviously, the camera is 1,000 times better.
Oh, 1,000?
Are we still on tragus? I think it was 1,000, yeah.
That's
1,000
insane.
Times better. The retina display is better.
Sounds very exaggerated. The camera's 1,000 times better.
Clearly, I'm exaggerating. It's not 1,000 times
better. Oh, I thought it was. All the specs you've given us so far have been, like, accurate.
Well,
so
but would it really be 1,000
times? That's why I was freaking out. They multiplied the amount of pixels by 1,000.
You can now take a picture of the moon, and you can see the aliens live on it.
It's a 12-megapixel camera. It's 30% more efficient. There's 4 LEDs better. That put out 50% more light.
I was like,
light.
Jesus Christ, that's a huge jump.
The iPhone 7 Plus actually has two lenses. They have the regular wide angle.
I saw that and I was curious.
And
what
a telephoto lens. So you can now, you can zoom for real, not like software zooming.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool.
I thought it was like for 3D or something. So that's interesting to hear that it's literally just a zoom lens. Man, Josh, dude, now that I look at you, you almost have no tragus.
He has no tragus. It's so flat. I've never noticed it before until just now.
Yeah, you definitely can't wear earbuds.
Yeah, they always fall
off. The tragus is what holds it in.
Yeah.
What happened to your tragus?
I don't know.
Dude, what happened to your
tragus? What's going on with my body?
Dude, what's going on with my body?
Where my tragus is at?
Where my tragus is
at? Can I get some adapters? Like, can I get some add-on tragus?
I'll talk to Cook about it.
Yeah.
The speakers are now stereo quality. They never have been before, apparently, and they're great. Apple Pay is, better than ever.
I've never used that. Or Apple Wallet.
Apparently, according to them,
a lot of places have it.
Apple Pay is 90% of everybody who's paying for anything electronically.
90%?
Yeah. The studies from, or data from merchants that they're surveying.
I think they were surveying the wrong thing. I think they were surveying who has a tragus or not. They might have been.
90%
I wonder what the
tragus.
Percentage of people who have super tiny traguses like Josh's are. Is it super low? Is it more than we think?
I think we are. Josh is the minority, I think, in the tragus life. Because I think, earbuds would look very different or be a different design if we didn't have traguses like Josh.
Yeah. You know what they say, guys with small traguses, small weenies.
Footy wooty in my tummy.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty dope.
Way to just throw himself under the bus.
At least I think that's what they said. I haven't been able to hear it too well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, your hearing is fine. Not having a tragus doesn't make your hearing worse or better.
How would you know?
Hey, good point.
Full on traguses, bro.
Good point. Wow. You know, I can't fight that. Can't fight that logic.
What?
What? Oh, no.
Great traguses.
No. So it seems super cool.
Seems good. Most powerful chip in a phone ever, they said. Seems great.
Comes out in a couple weeks.
I'm sorry, they put a chip in there?
Yeah, potato chip.
Like a Cool Ranch?
Well, you can choose. You can do jet black display with Cool Ranch chip.
Cool Ranch chip.
You can do rose gold with Ruffles. Ruffled cheddar and sour cream. Yeah,
would that bother you to know that there's a Cool Ranch Dorito in your phone? It's the same iPhone. It works and everything, but you just
It serves no purpose either.
Yeah, it's just in there. You just know it's in there. And then every now and then you're just on the phone. Come on.
And you can smell it. You can smell the seasoning.
It's real stale.
I bet you'd be... That'd be a really smart partnership between Doritos and Apple, because you'd probably always be going to the store to buy Apple.
That is subconsciously.
Doritos,
And if you are ever lost, you just smash your phone and eat the chip.
Yeah. Man, the bigger ones, you can actually put a Funyun in there.
Is the Plus still a massive phone?
I mean, I think it's the same size as last time.
It's the biggest option of previous generations. Okay.
Pretty crazy when people were putting it in their pocket and it was bending, because as they walked, they never thought about that form factor.
Oh.
It was bending because of that.
Rumor.
No.
Hey, by the way, no kidding. I'm thinking just now as I'm thinking back on the Apple Watch thing.
It's a theory.
I think that you can go on you can go run or whatever, do whatever you would with your Apple Watch and leave your phone at home.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure they said that.
I wonder if that would work with my iPod.
Anything new with iMacs or MacBooks?
No, not yet. Probably before the year's over, I bet. By the holiday,
I need a new computer bad. Mine's sluggish.
They do different keynotes and stuff, right?
They have different, yeah.
For
anything new with iPads?
Nope, no iPad mention. But they just came out with that new iPad. That newest one is pretty great.
Any MaxiPad mentions?
Yeah.
There were a couple of women speakers who were just like, whoops, I'm leaking.
That's very. It's a little TMI on stage of a keynote, but
there actually was an awesome. Whoever that would be speaking would be in the front of the stage, and then there was a guy or a girl off to the side on the computer who would be demoing whatever they were talking about. And there was one time when somebody was, I think, talking about a video game, and then it showed the display of the guy playing the video game, and instead of hitting something, he hit the turn around thing, and so it was just a big shot of his face going because he didn't mean to turn the face the camera on him. It was pretty awesome.
Nice.
That is
pretty good.
That is pretty great for live things.
To
see little issues like that.
There was one today. Leo and I watched the PlayStation one today.
Yes, right.
And at one point, a guy from Activision
came out. CTO or something
came out chief technical officer.
I bet you that's what that is.
He came out talking about the
chief
new
officers.
Call of Duty, but his microphone was not on, and he was talking. But you could just hear, like, you know, whatever the audio the cameras were picking up, like, really, but talking. Yeah. And then, but, like, you could, I don't know, someone's.
I would probably say the directors or whoever were, like, in the room.
But you could hear them clearly whispering, going, his mic's not on. And then someone like handed him an actual like hand mic.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. That was fun. That's
just
pretty great.
It's just good to hear like, oh God, like, why his mic's not on? Get on mic. And like it was just like the whispering of it, but it's hilarious. It was a live thing.
Yeah, we were hoping we could hear that throughout the rest of it. Like, okay, his mic's on. Okay, mic's working. Hey, what are you having dinner tonight? I just hear their
so great.
Different private conversations.
We saw the reveal.
The PlayStation what? PlayStation conversation?
PlayStation meeting.
Meeting, yeah.
So the way they were hyping it up and like telling everybody it was like the future of PlayStation, was to me it meant like a 2 hour long thing of like what is coming down the entire pipeline.
Sure.
And instead it was 35, 40 minutes, and they just showed two different things. One
just answering the rumors that everyone's been speculating about for a while now.
Is this something that PlayStation does often?
I've never really seen this thing. Outside of like E3 or any other like major conference, this was literally, I think it's because this is the first time I've ever done this, had new consoles within a generation that aren't considered the next generation.
They did this to reveal the PlayStation 4, but it's PlayStation 4 Pro. It's basically what it sounds like. It's like it's weird because they said it's like two times as powerful.
Not 1,000, though.
Not 1,000, though.
Well, everybody can't be Apple.
Everyone can be Apple. 2,000, two times more powerful. And, like, when he said that, I was like, well, I don't know. Like, and then, obviously, it's meant for, like, people that are probably the highest tech end, like, with 4K TVs.
Yeah.
And
to me, I don't feel the need to get one of these unless I just had a whole bunch of extra money all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But yeah, until I get a 4K TV, like, there's really not much of a point for me getting this.
Yeah.
But like 4K Netflix is going to be on that. It'll run games better, I guess. I don't know. A lot of the trailers they showed, I was like, it looks the same. Like,
yeah.
So because especially they talked a lot about HDR, which is like high dynamic range, and that's still coming to the PS4 you have now. So it's I think it's really just a higher end model for people that have
extra money,
higher end TVs and stuff like that. So not the biggest thing I was looking forward to. Like I thought it was going to be like. The games would look noticeably better and everything would look good, but
next year probably?
No, it comes out in November.
No, I mean the next time something really big happens.
Probably the next
cool.
two years. I know Xbox is working on something that is going to blow that thing out of the water. So,
it does seem like consoles are now kind of heading more in the direction of phones where they kind of update
more
often.
Yeah.
So this would be like the 6S or whatever, like PlayStation Pro, and then the next time they have a console, that'll be PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5 Pro, or, kind of get people in more of the mindset of, like, getting consoles more regularly than you do.
Spend that money, make that money.
But so also, they're able to come up with the better technology quicker. And so it's like, why wait 6 years to give you the next console when we can give you a pretty decent update now and, get you some cool stuff? I was a little bummed that there weren't that many new features. It was literally just better graphics and, runs a little quicker. But there wasn't like, it can do these crazy features that, the normal one can't. There was no reason that it was like, I actually want that now.
Yeah. So it says it makes VR a little bit crisper and better, but it's like,
I'm going to be so excited just to have the VR anyway.
Yeah, I'm already on board with VR now, so it's like, cool. When the next upgrade of that comes out, then yeah, maybe. But
yeah.
Man, we're a month away. It's pretty crazy.
From PSVR?
Yeah. Sitting, two boxes sitting on our doorstep. That's...
I hope you guys should make sure you're home for that. snag those right away.
Oh, yeah. I took the 13th.
Make sure Brian doesn't come take them and then we don't realize that.
Because
the whole thing.
And then I reveal it to you on a podcast episode.
After we yell at James. Super angry. 13, 14, 15th is the days I took.
October?
The days I was like, I just know I'm going to want to be in the virtual world
for
a long time.
Not a bad idea.
Because it's just like, I just want to play with it for the first time. Not that I'm going to be in it for like 8-9 hours, because definitely when I did a play test of a VR thing, I was like, whoa, about 45 to an hour is about
a break.
Yeah, it's like as much as I could deal with.
I'm curious what it's going to be like to stream with that on, like Twitch. Like, will I see the comments and stuff like in my helmet, or would I have to take that off to look to see what people are saying?
But yeah,
helmet?
Like the VR helmet, like will I be able to see the Twitch comments like in the display?
Is it more of a helmet than just like goggles?
It's a big visor in the front,
yeah,
and then it wraps around your head, and then there's a portion up here that, like, basically the entire of the weight rests on it, on the top of your head, yeah, so it's not, like, dragging on your face.
Right.
And then there's a little clip in the back that extends. It's really cool. It's super comfy. And it's going to be super cool because there's going to be a theater mode, which is like when you're just playing a regular game, if you just want to blow the screen up to like 100 feet.
Oh, yeah, right.
Play like and that. Like, that'll be cool.
Or like watch a movie like that.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that's about, it's probably after using it, because I think the longest stint I did, but then again, that room was also like 85 degrees, it felt like.
Ooh, fuck.
So like, with that thing on your head, I could just literally.
We talking Fahrenheit here?
We're talking Fahrenheit, baby.
Wow.
I could feel, hey, Celsius, we'd all be dead.
All right.
I could feel like just the sweat like pouring down my face.
Whoa,
and
yeah.
I was just like, ugh.
Well, it's nice and cool in here. You'll be playing in here with the AC on. Naked, probably.
Probably naked, just VR headset, living in a different world.
Yeah.
God, it's great.
I can't wait for like when VR takes off. We're going to have the whole prank videos of people pranking somebody else in VR, like punching him in the side or, you know, tipping him over in the chair or something.
Doing the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, yeah.
While they're playing a game.
While they're in VR.
Man, what a prank.
What a prank. You got me.
What a prank.
Also, shooting them.
Also, I'm shocked because there's an electronic equipment on my head and you just poured water
on
it. I'm dead. What
my
up?
My shit is ruined.
So, yeah, it sounds like the Apple conference was super cool. Also, you said they're working to bring a Super Mario Brothers game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mentioned that before we started recording. But, yeah, so the president of, or the guy who created Mario came out.
Mr. Miyamoto.
Mr. Miyamoto. And he spoke in Japanese while a translator translated into English. And he was talking, they have a new, it's called Super Mario Run. And it's going to be ready in October, I think.
Okay.
Oh, is this like one of those like, Temple Run games?
Sounds like a running game, which is, that's Mario.
I mean, it looked like a Mario game.
But like an endless runner?
Yeah.
Not so much like different levels?
No, you jump at the rope and swing down at the end.
Oh, okay.
Like at the castle.
Okay.
And you collect coins, and it seemed like an old school Mario game.
Nice.
I'll have to watch that video.
Yeah. He said it's the first time you could ever play a Mario game with one hand only. And like, you know, some shit will be free, and then if you want to buy stuff for it or whatever.
Did he turn to a different camera and say, so your other hand could be free to jerk off?
No.
He didn't say that. Okay.
He might have said it in Japanese, but the translator just said something different.
Yeah, he did say.
That's probably what happened.
The translator, or the Mr. Miyamoto was like, you know, he was saying in Japanese, and then the other guy was translating. He's like, the first time you could ever play Mario with one game, so your other free hand, you could hold on to the like pole at the subway, or
nice.
Do something else. And then he said, or you could even eat. And he made that noise, and so did the translator.
Well, the translator then said, yeah. Oh, I gotta see that.
Wow.
Or I think he said, like, cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It was so goofy.
I love Miyamoto.
Yeah. Pretty great. So I guess that's cool for
I want to now. Yeah, I want to go see that.
The graphics, like, they were showing some game footage, not just Mario, but other stuff, and it did look super nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got the most powerful chip in there.
Boom.
So there's definitely no way it could probably run on my old iPod. That thing is everything. All new games are just, like,
Oh, yeah.
It probably just says, it's like, nope, sorry.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yep, it says stop it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I re-click again. It's like,
stop it. Leo.
And then Siri pops up and goes, Leo, please stop it.
Stop it.
One of the main reasons I was holding off on getting a new phone is now no longer relevant. The game I was playing every single day since it came out, doing really, really well. The Marvel Avenger Alliance 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was worried, heard issues of people, like, you know, getting a new phone. Like, because you are connected to Facebook, so that should keep track of all of your stuff. But sometimes people, if they install it on a new device, doesn't have
gone.
It. Yeah, they lost their progress, stuff like that. I was like, I don't really want to risk that. Because I was really going to, like, devote, you know, my only mobile game to this, you know, playtime to this game. I was going to try to stream it once I had a better running computer, because I tried doing it and just ran real sluggish, because I could, like, plug my phone into a program on my Mac and then actually stream that to Twitch and people could see what I was playing on my phone. But my computer's so old, it just was running choppy. So that was my plan, was to really play this game. I just played it every day, did all the challenges.
Every day.
Every day. Did all the challenges every day, was doing really well with getting all the heroes and getting really good, like in PvP and stuff like that. And then they announced discontinuing the game. It's been out for like 2-3 months. And they say, as of now, it's already no longer available for anyone to download the game, because they're discontinuing it. They will no longer accept purchases like with real money to buy anything, because they're discontinuing it. And they basically just made it now all like the, because they're doing really well at saving up like all the in-game currency, like the, like there's gold and silver and like these like ability points that you use to level up your heroes and stuff, and I had like been stockpiling a whole bunch of those because they hadn't made like an update for the game in a while. And I knew when, and they had already said like a while back what the new update was, all the new characters that were coming out. So just saving up all this in-game currency so when those characters came out, I can go ahead and get them all and level them all up like really quickly. And was just holding on to this, holding on to this, holding on to this. And now they've made it so you can just get as much of that as you want right now.
Jesus.
Like literally, you buy, you spend 10 gold but in the store to buy 50 gold. So you just have unlimited gold, unlimited everything. So now, just like just because why not, I went ahead and I got, now I have all the heroes, all the moves. I have everything you could possibly have in this game. And September 30th, if I, you know, after that, if you open the game, nothing happens. It's just done.
What's the, was just not,
they just made, I don't know. They just made an announcement saying, like, you know, this is a hard decision, but, you know, I don't know.
I
know Disney has discontinued so many of their games. They discontinued a major one when they stopped doing Disney Infinity.
Yeah.
Which is the thing that people buy the real little figures for and then play and puts it into the game. They, like, spent so, they, you know, spent so much time and money.
Yeah.
Getting that off the ground and kids buying all those figures, and then they just stopped the game.
This is why I don't play video games, guys.
That's why?
That's why. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
You knew. Oh, well, now you knew it.
That's I knew it.
I currently know it.
I knew this was going to happen.
Because one day they'll just, oh man, your favorite game will just be discontinued.
Gone.
Just gone.
So, I knew it.
So that doesn't matter because now that game is over. And I played it every day for months, and it's just,
well, bye-bye. Way to waste your time, John.
You get seven?
Yeah, I'll check out these videos. Maybe that Jet Black.
What do you have, the 5?
Jet Black. I think I have a 5S. I think 5S. That's what I have. So,
well, good, because be a nice, you're going to have to get then. A 7, because Apple's going to back-end.
Oh, yeah. Give once you some 7 firmware, comes out, this is going to start running like real crap.
Yep.
That's shitty phone.
Apple will do some sort of background thing to make your current phone start sucking a little bit more.
God, I love Apple.
They're so, oh, God, they're the best. They can do no wrong.
They have the best products ever made.
That might be true. That might be true. I would,
podcast
I
brought
to
you by Apple.
This podcast brought to you by Apple.
Apple and Volcano.
Get the peanut butter cake thing.
But yeah, it was just the PlayStation 1 too. It was just super boring.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no fanfare. And obviously, if you're there, maybe it looked way better because it's on a 4K screen. You'd be like, holy God, that looks amazing. But like the stream we were watching.
And it looked like it was in a much smaller room, obviously, than any other conferences for E3.
Yeah.
And so it was looked like very small amount of people that were there, and they all just seemed like press. They all had laptops. They were all just kind of like making notes, taking pictures. So at E3, there's way more people that are there that are just fans.
Yeah.
So when they announce stuff, like the people lose their minds.
Yeah.
And this, like
or PlayStation experience.
We're, we're here to talk about, you know, the new Call of Duty game, and one guy was you hear like one little clap, like, all right, cool. And like and the guy's like, all right, thanks. This guy likes it. Like
I almost
just feels way awkward.
Yeah, I almost feel like, speaking of PlayStation experience, we went to the one in obviously San Francisco last year. But it makes me question if there's going to be one this year. If
they haven't said anything,
yeah. If it's, you know, we're getting down to the
when was that? December?
Mm-hmm. It was December, but like I think they had announced it at this point because, like, you know, Josh was thinking, you gotta get plane tickets. You gotta, if it's going to be somewhere.
Oh yeah, right.
I would, if it's in New York, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. I've never been to New York.
Yeah, I would like. I would.
Would
really,
you guys go?
Yeah. Oh, for
if
sure.
If I can get a cheap enough ticket, yeah.
Oh, you can get cheap tickets to New York.
Oh, sweet.
For sure, I would. Yeah, 100%. My goal would be like, no matter what I'm doing, to always go to the PlayStation Experience.
You guys love going to PlayStation Experience together and getting Islands t-shirts together, man.
We've been to 2 out of 2 of PlayStation Experiences.
Here I am looking like an idiot in a white shirt, Islands.
No Islands
signage.
Shirt.
Haven't been to New York City.
Guess you got
to
go buy it.
But
it's only like $13.
Yeah, literally.
Island shirt.
$12.99.
No, it's fine.
And I gave the guy $13, and when you're penny back, I was like, no, fuck you.
There's no tax?
I don't know. Yeah, there might have been, but he didn't like give me a receipt or anything, or a check. He's like,
you gave him cash?
Yeah.
That dude's pocketing that money.
Yeah. It was a manager. He walks up. He's like, all right, it'll be $12.99. He's like, all right, it was $13. Like, if you're not going to give me, like, a paper, like, charge or whatever, you're not going to tell me the exact price, like, okay, it'll be $13.06 or whatever.
Right.
So here's $13. He looked at it. He's like, oh, okay. And just walked away.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, that dude kept that.
Yep.
Huh. Extra $13? Come on. That's 3 beers at Islands during happy hour.
Probably.
They got a good happy hour.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's probably not 3 beers.
What's your favorite Islands?
3 beers at our place.
My favorite Islands is in Venice.
Okay.
The Venice Islands.
I went to the Venice Whaler.
Oh, the place is great.
For the first time.
Do you know my friend John Cacese?
sounds super not familiar.
He played Jim on The Office.
You got to meet him in that's right. You got to meet him if you haven't. He used to live here when I lived here before.
Okay.
And then he moved back to New York where he's from, and he comes back and visits every once in a while.
Oh, yes. I knew his name. I knew his first name. Okay. I didn't know his last name. Yeah, we went to Pink's, and I was not feeling well that
one
time.
Right. Okay, yeah. Great. That's him. He's great. We always go to Islands, and like he always wants to go to the Venezuela when he's out here.
Yeah,
the Venice. And Pink's.
Three great places.
Yeah.
Venice. Well, yeah, true. Venezuela, though, was super cool. I just walked up, had a beer, and then left. It was like after one of my play tests in Santa Monica.
Oh, nice,
I was like,
nice.
I've never been. I've always heard about it. I just went.
Yeah.
That's a cool little strip, man, right there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
Washington.
Shit to do there. Yeah.
There's a lot of different like little weird bars, and I was just like, it's a cool little strip.
Old Venice.
Yep.
Old Venice.
And then I walked the pier real quick and saw a bunch of people catching stuff. Some guy caught a manta ray.
Really? Cool.
Yep.
You can fish for manta rays?
Well, I think
you really control what you catch.
Yeah, it was a...
Nah, if you're a good fisherman, you are. You can,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you had a little camera on the tip of your hook.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, yeah.
And you're looking around.
It's like 2016. Who doesn't have a camera on the tip of their hook?
Good point. Nice. Gotta see that new hook.
You guys have been fishing?
Sure, yeah.
No.
I have. I don't know why.
Why did you 100% say it? Like, nope.
I don't know why it sounded like that. I've definitely fished.
Never done that before.
I've been fishing.
The only time I've been probably real fishing was when I was younger and I living in the townhouse in Maryland. We got to the middle of the pond, and then the father that was with us, it was like one of my neighbors. It was me and the neighbor's kid and the neighbor's dad. But when we got to the middle of the pond, he realized in his little boat, he forgot to put the drain plug back in.
What?
So we started sinking.
Oh, my God.
So we sunk in the middle of the pond, and he had to, like, drag the boat back to the shore.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a huge pond, but it was, you know, just for me, it was like, that's my imagination of fishing is having a hook in your hand and then realizing where's all this water coming from and then swimming to shore.
That's really great.
Fishing is great.
Friggin' fishing, man.
It does seem fun if you could like actually catch some cool stuff, but I don't want to catch all these little tiny little dingy things.
Yeah, I went fishing once when I stayed with in the summer, went to my friend's house, or his grandma's house in Florida. She had like a little lake in her backyard. We just caught some little small fish. Some little gar, a little sharp teeth.
Ooh. Did they bite you?
Maybe.
Ooh, nice.
They bought off my
tragus.
Tragus.
That's what happened to your freaking traguses.
Yeah, he had two fish hanging off his two fish hanging off his tragi.
There are fish that just go straight for traguses.
That is true. That is true. Josh.
Yeah,
we were lucky enough to have an email this week.
Yeah, we were so lucky.
Oh, I heard about an email.
Somebody emailed normallynormalcrew@gmail.com, and they said, "Hey guys, why are you not e-fucked?" And then they,
I mean,
yeah, and they said sincerely whoever. But then we also got another email.
Why aren't we e-fucked?
That's
though?
A good point.
Why aren't we? So this is from our pal Christina Paulson.
Yep, her birthday was a couple days ago. Happy birthday!
Oh, hey, happy belated, CP.
Happy belated. And for fans of the podcast, we'll know her from she sent us those soaps.
Yep,
those were some good soaps. I
crazy
missed
clean soap company.
They smelled so damn good. And I liked her little commercial.
According,
we'll air it this night.
According to her email, they did not smell good. But I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, all right.
At least how she refers to them. So the subject is first woman president. ... I mean, guest on PSA. Hey again, strangers. I wanted to reach out to you guys again and let you know. Yes, I'm still listening to this stupid fucking podcast of yours.
Great, love it.
Keeds, you guys are great. Leo had the dumbass idea of me coming on as a guest because I was a quote-unquote businesswoman selling some stinky-ass soap. And now that I'm just another regular cog in the wheel and I'm dying to do something, anything different and fun, I thought I'd take him up on the offer again. Plus, I kind of miss you fools. Plus, I'd like to go down in history as the first female guest of PSA.
That is true. It'll be second. My mom was the first.
That is true. Sorry. So hopefully we can make it happen. Just going to re-invite myself to the party. Cool? I know you guys record Wednesday? I'm off Mondays and Tuesdays. Maybe second or third week of September? Maybe you guys can just completely reschedule your lives for me? Dope. Okay. Keep in touch. Christina. P.S. Josh must read this email aloud. I just did.
He just did.
Well done, Josh.
Thanks, man.
You're good at interpreting the feelings that were put into the email, I feel
email.
Like.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he read a Yelp review yesterday as well, and he read it with feeling.
Oh, that Yelp review was solid.
Pretty great Yelp review. But yeah, I'd love to have her on. She was a businesswoman.
Now she's desperate for anything.
She's a regular cog.
Now she's a cog in the wheel, but she's a great cog in the wheel that listens to this dumb fucking podcast. So I appreciate
this podcast
that.
Sucks.
Yeah. Hey, even if our fans think it sucks, they must be right.
I got zero likes or replies on the last sharing of the last episode on Facebook. Nobody even liked it.
Yeah, I think I have like 1,900 people that like are on Facebook that are, you know, friends with me. And I get like 2 likes. I'm like, fuck you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, maybe we should take a page out of Drew Kordick's book and just quit.
His
podcast is done. And now it's a YouTube series that he's filming.
I'm super down for
cable access.
I'd much rather film something than do a podcast.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic.
Let's just get to 52 and quit and start filming stuff.
Yeah, 1 year of podcasting. And then
it's pretty good.
Bye-bye.
Of course, we'll never get to episode 100 then, which is going to be very disappointing to a lot of listeners.
Well, every Wednesday we'll still sit down and have a talk. We just won't record it.
Okay.
So then when we get to 100, maybe that'll be the one we record, and we all have like different voices. Because our lives have changed so much.
Yeah, for the corrections.
Hey, I'm Leo. I don't know why I'm talking like this. I'm probably just 33.
You're old, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just 33 years old.
It's a whole other 48 episodes, so it's a whole other year. I feel like, yeah, in a year you'll have old man voice.
Yeah, I'll be
God
makes
willing.
Sense. Makes sense. Yeah, we'd love to have her on. So we'll try.
You're welcome here.
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome here. We'll try to figure it out. We want to hear about the rise and fall of the Crazy Clean Soap Company.
Yeah, that stinky-ass soap.
Were there any scandals?
I loved it. Yeah, what was the scandal that brought him down?
Was it our commercial that we made for it?
Yeah, it was probably that.
You?
Yeah, we apologize.
Is it because we never bought any soap?
No, yeah, but thanks for the free soap.
Is it because it was made out of human fat?
Ooh.
Oh,
I didn't know
nice.
That. I would have enjoyed it a lot more while I was rubbing it all over my taint.
Yeah, Leo only washed his taint with it.
Yeah,
clean that taint, man.
Yeah, I had regular soap for everything else, but the minute I knew it was taint time.
Taint soap.
Taint time, baby. You know what time it is. Taint time, baby.
Taint time.
Taint time. Well, thank you. We'll have her on. I'm a little nervous, guys.
Why?
What's going on?
I don't think I watched anything this week.
Me neither.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Big idiot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me review that then.
Okay, hold on. Boom!
I can review something else.
Yeah.
And then I could also review something because I realized, yes, I did. I'm like halfway through Narcos.
Yeah. We are all so stupid.
Well, let's start with Brian because I want to know what he forgot.
Hold the phone.
Whoa.
Don't have one.
I'm holding mine,
though. I have 2 other things to say.
Whoa.
Before we get into reviews.
Oh, okay, cool.
Number 1 thing.
I love you guys.
I recently was my friend request to Jay Chandrasekhar was recently accepted on Facebook.
Who's that?
The director of
he's the director of Broken all the Broken Lizard movies and
oh,
one
nice.
Of the guys.
Oh, okay, sweet.
He like came up on my thing like people you should know because we have 4 mutual friends. So then I friended him and I said, "We have 4 mutual friends. I guess we should be friends." And then he accepted it. And then I sent him a message today because I saw on Twitter that they just started shooting Super Troopers 2.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so I
nice.
Sent him a message that said, "If you need an extra to get punched in the dick or anything, let me know and I'll fly to Boston." So maybe I'll be an extra in Super Troopers 2.
Oh,
maybe.
That would be awesome. Yeah, and a very cool way to have that happen. And then you get there, they're like, "Oh, you're a really good actor." Then you're in the movie.
And then I become
a super
movie star.
Yeah. Who always just gets punched in the dick.
That's fine.
Is that where they're filming in Boston?
They are filming outside Boston, apparently. Nice. Yeah. So I thought that was great. Well, if he gets back to me, I'll follow up with this.
Oh,
on
you
a future
absolutely.
Podcast.
Yeah.
We'll
have him on. Jay will be on.
Oh, Jay will be on. Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of shit to do. Number 2 thing. It's my little brother's birthday today.
Yay!
Oh yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. He's my little bro piece.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Nope.
Stevie Willikers.
Old Stevie Willikers. His name is Brant.
Yep, I knew that.
He is 31 years old.
Aww.
A little baby.
He's just an old fart.
I'm a little fart baby.
I'm a year older than him.
Yeah. You are a year older than him. I'm going to be 33 this year, so that makes him 31. That's how I know, because we're 2 years apart. Just under 2 years apart. So, happy birthday, Brant.
Happy birthday, Brant.
I hope it's a good one.
Does he listen to this?
I'm going to go with no.
Happy birthday, Brant.
I'm going to go with
this
fat chance. Big fat chance.
Sending this out of the ether. Let's sing him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brant. You're my favorite Colbert Kennedy.
He's just a Kennedy. He does not carry the Colbert name. We have mutual father, not mutual mother.
Happy Father's Day, Brant.
We used to. He is a father, so happy Father's Day. When is that? June? Yeah. Happy belated Father's Day.
Happy Easter.
His little daughter, Riley, is super adorable.
Oh, nice. Good name.
I recently sent her some chokers in the mail because apparently that's what she's into right now.
Nice.
Dudes who choke people.
No.
Yes, you said. You said two dudes sent via
three
the mail.
Dudes in the mail. And me and Brant used to play a lot of action figures. And,
nice.
It was awesome. And he's a cool kid, and I miss him.
I met him one time.
Yep, same.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Chicago.
In Chicago. Did you meet him here or in Chicago?
Chicago.
That's
Chicago.
Right. He was in L.A. once, too.
Which is weird, because I feel like when I met him, I also met your mom.
Same.
It's possible.
It was the same
time.
But
does he hang with her? Because he's not. That's not his mom.
Right. I mean, they would see. I would see his mom, and he would see my mom, you know, often.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Wasn't sure how that dynamic worked.
We were like a big, dysfunctional family.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yeah.
Modern family. A new one.
Just a crazy old modern family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, families.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brant.
Happy birthday, B-boy.
31 years old.
B-boy.
Boop, 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 boop.
Here's to many more.
Years. all right, that's it.
All right.
From me.
Hey, okay. Brian.
Yeah, what?
I got a question.
Oh.
What'd you watch this week that you want to review?
You didn't know. I knew that was going to be the question. I watched a movie with my good friend Tim.
Yep. Yeah, that was coming.
I made it pretty obvious. And also our co-host Josh.
Okay.
We went to the Los Feliz 3.
Nice.
And watched the movie Hell or High Water.
Ooh.
Yes. I was looking forward to it. It just based on the trailer, it looked good. I wasn't familiar with the director or the writer, really.
Okay.
But Jeff Bridges, great. And Chris Pine and Ben Foster, all recognizable people. And the trailer looked good, so we went. And it was great. So
well,
I guess all three would review that.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, scary.
Could you please give us a three-word review of the movie Hell or High Water, followed by the meow of a cat that is drowning in a theater watching the original Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage.
You know.
Absolutely. Funny. Brothers. Pacing. Nom, 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 me. Eating on my popcorn. Nom, nom.
Eating on my popcorn.
Yeah, you say that during a movie.
And you're a cat.
Meow, 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 popcorn, meow, meow, meow.
Just reminding yourself what movie you're watching. Oh yeah, this is Ghost Rider.
What's that pool of water?
This cat
pretty good.
What's that pool of water? Ghost Rider.
Normal ass cat.
You know, normally, just giving some commentary on everything that's happening. No one's shushing
them. Oh my God.
I feel like Kat has stopped saying the name of the movie we're watching.
Yeah.
So it's a comedy?
Not at all. No. Definitely not a comedy, but I think we talked about it even. We were all pretty surprised at the amount of humor. Not overly. It wasn't like some hilarious movie, but there were just some great moments where, you know, in a movie full of, you know, bank robberies and people dying and, you know, sad family shit and everything, there was like some really good funny moments.
Light moments. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Really, really funny. Mostly made by Ben Foster, but a little Jeff Bridges too. So yeah, it was great. And those moments really shone. They were very good. Subtle, just, you know, mellow. You know,
it was like real life, just conversations with people and stuff, and just funny moments. So yeah, it was not like jokey.
Yeah, no, not at all. But a nice little surprise. And then My second word was brothers. This is just a personal thing. I always love watching a movie that has to do with two brothers. I think just because I think about my brothers.
Yeah.
And so it was a cool relationship between them. Was Chris Pine younger?
I think so, yeah.
Chris Pine was the younger brother, but he was the more level-headed one. He's the one that had set up the whole plan and everything, and then Ben Foster, the younger brother, was the wild card for sure.
How have I never seen a trailer for this movie with Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, and Ben Foster?
Yeah, I don't know. I watched the trailer. It made me want to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That same.
Yeah, and they just did a good job, the relationship between them. It was cool. Definitely, it's not like they were best buds or anything, but they loved each other for sure. They'd do anything for each other, and you could see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brothers.
Ooh. And then my last word was pacing. I guess I was expecting, I think we talked about this also, a much more action-packed, maybe fast-paced movie. But it was actually slow and not in a bad way. Mm. It just wasn't a big, dumb blockbustery. Always got to be an explosion and a shootout and everything. It was more well thought out. And,
independent film kind of feel.
And it played well for the setting, too, because they're in a small town in Texas. So it made a lot of sense. And it felt good sitting through it. It was good. Really good movie. I liked it a lot. Just watch out when you go in there because the cat's drowning in pools.
Cat's drowning and watching Ghost Rider.
I mean, not during that movie. Yeah, just
Ghost Rider.
If you go see Ghost Rider,
if there's another screening of the original Ghost Rider,
I'll have to go watch that trailer. But also, yeah, I remember I was at the original screening of Ghost Rider.
Really?
Yeah. I was there too.
And the minute the eight ball scene happened, I'm like, what? What is?
I never saw it.
No, you got to see it just for the eight ball scene.
All right. Yeah. Eight ball, Magic Eight Ball or Coke? Okay.
Magic Eight Ball. Super not even topical at that point. It was way too old.
Yeah.
But they...
Eight Ball. I played it with an Eight Ball when I was a boy.
Yeah.
Young boy.
Yeah, a little young boy. Strapping young boy.
Wow. Yeah, also, the girl's on the date, and the guy's not showing up. With this night, she's in a nice dress waiting on somebody.
Like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. And she pulls an Eight Ball out of her purse, because, that's something you carry.
Absolutely.
Big-ass Eight Ball.
Yeah, Eight Balls are big.
See if he's coming.
Oh, God. And it was a serious scene in the movie.
That's a real scene.
And she's just sitting there drinking wine after wine after wine, waiting, and the server comes up and brings another one. She's like, "You think I'm pretty, right?" He goes, "Eh."
I got to look up the eight ball
Who
scene.
Was that actress?
Eva Mendes. Anybody?
Eva Mendes.
She is pretty.
I know. Yeah. But the fact that her own server would tell her to her face,
right? Meh.
I don't need a tip. You're not that pretty.
God, movies are
no
so
wonder
dumb.
You got stood up.
Movies are the worst.
And I remember just seeing it happen, being like, what is going on? What? Also, that movie sucked.
When did we see that movie, Hell or High Water?
Last week.
Was it on Wednesday? I just feel like it was forever ago now for some reason.
I think it was Thursday.
It was a Thursday. It was the next day.
Yeah, okay.
Because Wednesday night, I went and saw the movie that I'm going to review.
Oh, yeah!
And then Thursday, the next day.
Shut up. Hey, Josh.
You what?
What are you going to review for us today?
Don't breathe.
Yeah, that's just personal knowledge for you.
Yeah. While you're holding your breath, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I can't. Okay, so that sounds great. Josh, could you review for yours truly and Leo truly and the universe full of people listening to us?
Truly.
Truly. The movie Don't Breathe, followed by... the sound of a cat who's meowing his very last meow.
Yum, 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 popcorn meow. Ghost Rider meow.
Having a great day.
This is my last breath and my last meow ever. Meow.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool beans.
Tense. Continuous.
What? Oh, man.
the preparation is beautiful.
Don't walk. I don't think that applies to cat. I'm a cat. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow.
The cat's whistling. I'm a cat.
That's a human hand. It's not a paw, so I can keep on walking. Meow, meow. That was good. That was good.
Like the cat would expect to see a paw.
Oh, cat paw.
Yeah, you're right. Don't cross.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
Wow. So first word tense. I didn't realize there was camping in this movie. Excellent.
It's all a bunch of campers.
Yeah, yeah.
So the movie, for those of you who don't know, the premise is some people try to rob a guy's house because they heard he has a bunch of money in there. But he is a blind guy, but he's also like a army vet. And so he's turns out to be a tougher cookie than they expect, and he fights back. And so nice. That's kind of a weird movie because you don't really know who you're supposed to be rooting for, because like the protagonist, the quote unquote protagonist, are robbers. Like they're right. breaking in, but yet like now you're supposed to be rooting for them to get away from this guy who was like you're in his house.
Yeah.
Like he's not. But then you find out there's other plot twist. Like okay, this guy's he also happens to be a bad guy. But at the same time, it's like they wouldn't be in the situation if they weren't committing a crime. So you don't really root for anybody in this movie.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
That's cool.
Who gets out of what?
Right.
Continuous because it just keeps. I didn't realize until the end it's produced by Sam Raimi, who's known for like, as Leo was saying, like just kind of putting his protagonist like through some shit.
Yeah.
And like every time like you think okay now it's probably done. No, it's gonna keep going.
Worse.
No, it's gonna keep going. Yeah. So just like there were several times you're like okay this is probably the big. We got away type of thing, and then nope, this movie's still going.
Yeah,
crazy stuff are happening.
The director is the same. This is his second movie, and the first one was the remake of Evil Dead, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Oh yeah, I think I saw that, and I did like it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so you know, I'm not a huge fan of that genre of film. It's not a horror movie. It's just more like a suspense. Like,
yeah.
I guess maybe kind of like a thriller, but there's some jump scenes and stuff. But there's nothing like supernatural about it. Yeah. Like a no ghost or anything. But and then,
One of your favorite words in reviews.
So there were some moments where, some particularly crazy stuff does happen throughout the movie. And at first I was worried because, some stuff happened, kind of early on. Like, some people, I saw it at the Los Feliz 3 as well. It was late at night. I saw it at the Vista. And, there were some people in the audience who were kind of, laughing, right off the bat. And I was like, oh, man, if they're going to be laughing at this whole movie, I'm not going to be able to, be invested in it.
Right.
But they kind of stopped. But then there was one thing at the end that was just, I've never seen a movie do this. And it was pretty crazy.
Would it be a spoiler to tell us?
I would, if you plan on seeing it, I would rather you see it just be like, like me, what? And at that point, everyone was laughing just because it was like, holy shit, that just happened.
Right.
Never.
Interesting.
That was just done. That's really gross. And, we all just saw that. And moving on. But the whole place was kind of like.
Is he poop on him?
No. But the whole place was audibly reacting to. I even think I said out loud, Jesus Christ. It was just kind of.
Wow.
You didn't think that was going to happen, but it happened.
Is it sexual?
Kind of, but not majorly.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go see Leo.
So it was. It's naked. Definitely if you were to talk to someone else who's seen the movie, they'd be like, "How about that part?"
Oh, right.
So not bad for that. If you like that type of genre of film, I feel like it was well done for that. That's not the only type of movie I go see, but I thought the trailer looked cool and I liked the actor. The dude from Avatar.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's campaigning to be Cable. I feel like he'd be good. He was pretty buff in this movie.
Yeah.
So if he's continuing to work out, he'd get even buffer. But yeah, I would totally be on board if he was cast as Cable. I would think that would be a good casting call. I liked him in Avatar. He played that character well.
Yep.
So he'd be kind of similar.
Like a general type guy.
Mm-hmm. And he was different in this. He was tough, but he was interesting. He had a very soft-spoken, gravelly voice. And this one is different than... his whatever other military guy in Avatar. He almost had a hushed, whisperish kind of voice. I thought he did good. Leo, what are you going to review?
I'm going to review, I am halfway through season 2 of Narcos.
Nice.
On Netflix.
Oh, Leo.
Yes.
Can you please give us a 3-word review of the first half of the second season of the Netflix original series Narcos, followed by a cat meow of a cat who is currently going through withdrawals of the drugs that it is trying to kick?
Perfect.
Nice.
Beautiful. Unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. What?
What is my drug? beautiful. It looks like it's just shot in, if it's not actually shot in Colombia, it's something that looks so close to it. It's just vast shots of the city and jungle of Medellin. It's just an absolutely beautiful show.
Like the photography or the just the landscape or both?
Yeah. Both, really. Nice. Just how it's shot. The night stuff looks great. Makes you really feel like you're in Medellin with the cops.
Nice.
And all the drug stuff. So that goes for season one, too. But yeah, season two is keeping it up. What was the second thing?
Unrealistic.
Just because it's... They say in the very beginning, and they must have did this season one, too, but, you know, names are changed and locations and stuff like that for added fiction or whatever it might be, you know, based on a true story. And then, like, you know, obviously I watched my halfway through the show. I'm like, man, did all this, like, this stuff really happen? And then I look it up and it's like, no. Like, this person.
Oh, so it's like super exaggerated.
Yeah, it's like super exaggerated, but it's a really good show. And it's like, it's every, at the end of every single episode or at the end of every single, if I watch two in a row or something, I'm going to look up the characters in real life of who those were. Majority of them exist, if not all of them, but they're just, I like to see like what they look like in real life.
Yeah.
I love their use of real footage of, like, say Pablo Escobar kills somebody, they'll show real footage of like the dead body or like the police
scene. They like splice it in between the, oh cool.
So they'll like, every now and then they'll use Pablo Escobar's like real picture, like when he's on the cover of a magazine. Yeah. So I like the use of like the real stuff, like real footage from that time, and versus, you know, basically just casting actors throughout the entire thing. Every time they talk about the United States or like show the United States, it's real footage of like, you know, Bush giving a speech about Escobar.
Oh, right, so
right. Again, it's really well done, like spliced in that way. But a lot of the stuff, just the characters, you look them up and you're like, oh, this guy died, you know, a month after Pablo Escobar got in power, but yet he's like still in the show.
Right.
So it's interesting stuff like that. And then what? The acting, from the main guy, Miguel something. He's some Brazilian theater actor. He was Who plays Pablo? Unbelievable. He's this season isn't like as crazy, I think, as the first one, because you know he's Pablo Escobar. He's already in power. You're not really seeing him build to that. So now he's like the villain that, you know, everyone knows, you know, from that time. And it's really amazing to see him. And like, I like season one was basically like the building of power, and it seems like season two is what happens if you start losing it.
And it's super
cool. It's a nice. I don't know where it's gonna go. If there is a season three, I feel like that'll be a bit much. So I'm curious to see what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
By the way, the story, like in real life stories and like where I'm at, like now it's like, okay, well, I don't know. Like a season three would feel like way too long. So we'll see what happens, but. It's really good. I like it so far. First one I binged almost in like a couple days. This one I'm taking my time enjoying the stories, because the last episode I just watched was really good. And it was like basically, you know, it's kind of a spoiler to say who he goes to. But yeah, it's a really good show. I like it.
His name is Wagner Moura.
Wagner Moura.
Brazilian.
Yeah, he is super good. Some scenes he looks super huge in, because Pablo did get like super fat by the end of his reign, but
in like Elvis, right?
Yep. But yeah, it's good, man. It's a good show. I recommend, if you pay your $11.99 or whatever it is, watch it. At least watch the first episode or two of season one. And if it hooks you like it did me, then you've got almost now, you've got, you nice. Know, 20 episodes to watch now.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am, like, you know, Mr. Robot. If like the first episode or two like don't hook you, then it's not gonna be for you. But
yeah,
and I'm like halfway now through season two of Mr. Robot.
Nice.
And it's been kind of like a slower burn, like just like how you were saying with that, like,
yeah,
the mystery element of season one is kind of like not really there, so it's kind of like setting up a new plot line. But the last episode just ended in such a crazy way that I saw that I'm like excited to like watch the next one.
Nice. Shit, yeah,
shit, man,
we did it. I said episode 47 in the beginning. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I was.
Although it's week 48.
Week 48, episode 47.
I think we've only missed 1 week.
We have only missed 1 week.
We're in Chattown.
Chattown represents!
We're not necessarily even really missed it, because if we pull an episode from that, then we will have still
not
missed
a week. Yeah, we just didn't put up anything the Friday when we were in Chicago.
like a bunch of drunk fuckers.
And, well, junk fucks, and people got really mad. There's still outrage. I'm still
emails are still coming in.
They're pouring in, we are sorry, and we love you, and we are so happy you're continuing to listen.
Happy. Thanks for not hitting like or share once on Brian's.
Not even once, idiots. Can't get one goddamn friend to like it.
Right, for the probably sounds awful podcast episode 47. I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovlik Jr. Again, you can find me on Twitter at Kovlik317, or you can check me out on Instagram, taking weird pictures and following one person. I think it's also Kovlik317. I don't know.
And I'm another host. I'm Josh Patton. I'm on and still in Twitter. Just I'm a Twitter boy at Patton_Josh. And that's all I'm going to promote right now because nothing else I'm super active on right now. So if I become active on something else, I'll promote another time.
And I'm another host of the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK, Instagram at BPCK, imbck.com, and that's it, I think.
The new simplified imbck.com.
And
check this out.
Check it out. Just simplified. Just simplifying it.
Simplify
it. And then
it.
Lastly, just don't forget, hump me up.
Hump me up, baby.
Just hump me up.
Hump me up, boys.
Hashtag hump me up.
Hey, also hope everybody had a great Labor Day.
Also, tweet at us or email us what you're going to be for Halloween and if you have suggestions of what we should be for Halloween.
Yeah, one day we'll go as Halloween with whatever our listeners suggest.
Tweet at us your favorite flavor of candy corn.
And what do you consider the top or the bottom of the candy corn? So you have a lot of things to do, folks.
So we expect a lot of emails, a lot of tweets.
A lot of emails, a lot of tweets. Ladies and gentlemen, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Isaiah.
Is it too late to say that I'm a giant racist?
It's never too late.
And that I'm a giant rapist.
Oh, no, that must make me a giant rapist.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and by that I meant I rape giants.
That was on video, though.